Memvav Mabez. Today is Mem Zayin, but before you do Mem Zayin, you have to do Memvav Mabez. Otherwise, we smack in the middle, so Mem Zayin is relatively easy. So hopefully, we'll be able to cover as much, not enough ground to make it worth it. Esrei. Itmar. Memvav Mabez, Itmar. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines from the top. Itmar. If a person bakes from Yom Tov L'chol, right, it's Yom Tov, and you're going to bake, let's say, the last day Pesach, and you're going to bake in preparation for, let's say, Pesach is on Tuesday.
It's easy just to say
Shavuos. Shavuos, fine, Shavuos. You're going to bake on Shavuos, and Shavuos on a Tuesday, and you're going to bake for Wednesday. And Wednesday is a regular Yom Chol, it's Mar.
What indication is that he's baking it for
Chol? It's Krishna Gemara.
What? After he's finished eating his meals for Yom Chol.
Okay. Exactly, Rashi says. Rashi says he already finished eating your meal, exactly. Rashi.
Okay, the pshit alone.
Right. I take it that you learned this already. A few times.
Seven times.
Okay. Itma ha'ifem yom tov l'chol. Person he bakes yom tov l'chol. It's yom tov. He's baking l'chol. But what's the halacha? It's no question. You finished eating. You're full. You took a nap. There's nothing more to do. And now you're baking.
You got no room for nothing else.
You're baking for tomorrow. So what are you going to do? Yom tov l'chol. Of chisma loyki get malchus. Get malchus for leisasa kol malacha. You've done a malacha deraisa on Shabbos. And don't go tell me acha sheyos l'chol nefesh, because this is not l'tzorcha l'chol nefesh, because you already ate. Okay. Rabba Amar Ein Loike. You don't get Malkus. And why not? The Mark says, first Amar Loike, Loi Amri. Why? Loi Amrinon. We don't say Hoyel. Maybe there's going to be some long lost relative that's going to come knock on your door the last minute before Yom Tov is over and say, you know, I'm very hungry. Maybe you have some food for us. You know, lucky you, because 5 minutes ago I was baking, and even though I was really baking for tomorrow, we're going to picnic tomorrow after Shavuos. It's really the end of the summer. We're going away tomorrow. But you know, here we have some bread for you. I have you. Hoyel! There's a chance of possibility. So obviously, the fact that Avchista says you get Malkus for baking, we're not taking into consideration the possibility that maybe a long lost friend or relative is going to show up and need something to eat. Since it might happen that a guest will mikle is a very interesting word. Will, I don't have a good translation, mikloi will.
In Yiddish, we use it, no?
Treffen? What does that mean in English?
They'll visit.
Okay. Chazilei. Memela chazil, therefore it's not called you doing unnecessary labor on Yom Tov, because someone will actually eat the food on Yom Tov. Possibility. Possibility. Rabo Amar Eina Loike. You don't get Malkus.
Amin
Hoyel. Yeah, we do say there's a possibility. That small possibility is enough. It's a legal loophole. That small possibility is enough to take away the prohibition. The Leisa Sevloch. Amle Rabo Dov Chista. Really? Ledi. According to you, the Amar to Loi Amin and Hoyel. I have a very similar question. The Ganze Welt. When you have, let's say Shavuos is on Lo Yitzui, if it's possible, I don't know, little calculations, on Friday, and then you have Shabbos. So what's halacha? Erev Tavshilin, right? You make an Erev Tavshilin
this year,
Rosh Hashanah. So triple header, right? Triple header. This year it's going to be a triple header. Rosh Hashanah, first day Sukkot, last day Sukkot. Let's also do a triple header. Yeah.
Exact same days.
Okay,
triple
header. So let's say you have 3 days. What are you going to do? You're going to be cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos. How is the Olam allowed to cook on Friday in honor of Shabbos? But it's Mamish Hachon. It's no different cooking from Yom. It's you cooking from Yom Tov to Chol. Because Shabbos. So how come Lid according to the Amar Loyim in Chol? Heyach Oifin Mi Yom Tov to Shabbos. Oh, that's not a kasha. Mishum Eruve Tavshilin. Now the Morris says, what? The Morris says, Eruvi Tavshil is purely a Takonas Chazal. It's that you've started the preparations. You started the Lomnis Eruvi Tavshilin is that you've started the preparations on Friday. Right, you start the preparations on the day before Yom Tov. On Erev Yom Tov, you start the preparation, you continue. But the Gemara says that whole takana Erev Tavshulim is only a takana schazal. If you're telling them that the rice is a prohibition to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos because of Lissas Kol Malacha, how can Chazal come along and take away an Isser the Raisa? Umishum Erev Tavshulim, because of making an Erev Tavshulim a Sharini Isser the Raisa, the Rabban don't have such power to undo this derais with the takon of Erev Tavshilin, Amalei. So here we go. Here we have an incredible chiddush. Midaraisa tzarche Shabbos nasim v'yamtiv. The thing that we discussed until now was we're doing tzarche yamtiv lefechoil from yamtiv lechol. That is an iser deraisa. That is lesase kol malacha. But when you have yamtiv next to Shabbos, that's not called a sasa kol malachim because you're doing the malach because achashay yachal luchol nefeshul levad yosel luchem. You're doing it l'tzorch Shabbos. Oh, are you allowed to do l'tzorch Shabbos? Yes, because Yom Tov and Shabbos have the same status. Now, it's tremendous. See Rashi, be very precise what this means because it's tremendous chesed very careful how you say this. Look at Rashi in the second wide line. Midaraisa tzorch Shabbos nasim Yom Tov. The chesed says in the pasuk achashay yachal luchol nefesh. The Shabbos for Yom Tov chodo kedushahi. Shabbos and Yom Tov is one kedusha. The tarvayu Shabbos ikru. They're both called Shabbos. V'chihechi demutu levashal leboi bayoyim. Just like you're allowed to cook for Yom Tov, mutu levashal lemocha. So this whole sugyo machlekes between Rab and Rav Chista, do you get malchus when you cook on Yom Tov? That's only when you cook on Yom Tov. Letzorich choil from Wednesday to Thursday. But when you're cooking from Friday to Shabbos, it's the sumdug dargo chodu kedusha. Now, obviously, it's not mamish chodu kedusha. Shabbos mochamor on the calendar, two different days. It's not Yom HaRichta. However, in this dimension, it's one Kedusha, there's no Issur Deraisa. And that is why the Rabbanon, they came, that's why the Rabbanon were Machmir, Tum Paker, Midat Haritz Mutter. The Rabbanon Machmir, it's not the Pshad Rabbanon Mekel. Till now, the Kasha was the Midat Haritz Osir. The Rabbanon come along and they're undoing the Avera. No, Pakert. When I tell it's mutter, the Rabbanon will machmir. However, the Rabbanon said that we'll undo our chumra if you make an eruv etav shilin. So Amalei, one more time, the rest of the Shabbos and Nesim Yamtiv. The Rabbanon who degal shabem bobeg why gzeira Hashem yoyim roifin miyamtiv af luchol. If we're going to let you cook Friday to Shabbos next year, when it's going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, you said last year I was cooking on Friday for Shabbos, so this year I'll cook from Tuesday for Wednesday. There's a fundamental difference. From Friday to Shabbos, everything is Shabbos. It's Kula Chodesh Chodusha. But Tuesday to Wednesday, it's Ma'am Chol. That is awesome. Once Chazal required you to make an Eruv Tavshilin, Isle Hekera, you now have something which makes it noticeable and you are okay. Okay, so therefore, that is the groundwork. This one we've just learned now is the foundation of the next staff. A machlokes, what?
Choil.
It's the foundation for the next staff. Esve, here we come, Esakasha. We have a halacha, behema, hamisukenes, animal that's deathly ill. Now, it's ill due to old age. It's not a trefa. It's a gesunta animal. It's time is coming. So what's the halacha? If you're going to wait another half an hour, it's going to be dead. Now, what's the consequence of it being dead? It's a nevela. What do you do with a nevela? Give it to Oitita Lenachri, that's his parsha. Give it to a Nachri, or sell it to a Ger Tzedek. What are you going to do with it? How much are you going to give? How much value are you going to be able to salvage? Not much. But if you shecht it, okay, and you'll do a bedika, you'll shecht it, you'll do a bedika, there's no circus, there's nothing wrong, it's glat, be safe, glat, you'll make a killing in the market, you'll make a ton of money. So, what would you rather do? You rather shecht it. You don't want to wait until it dies, because it's already an old animal. So the problem is, it's Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov, there's no way in the world, not only is it Yom Tov, it's already 7 o'clock, Yom Tov afternoon, and Yom Tov is over 8 o'clock. And there's no way in the world you can be able to eat this whole animal before Yom Tov, before, after you shecht it. So what are you going to do? Behema hamuskenes lo yishchoit. Don't shechter. It's too bad you're going to lose all the money. It's a malacha deraisa. Let's ask a malacha. Ella, kidei she yochal lechem, unless there's enough time left in the day, you have an hour left in the day, she yochal lechem, and a kezayis tzli mibod yo. Now, to cook it, obviously, it takes many hours. But to roast a little tiny animal, now, roast the whole animal, it takes many hours. All the hachonis. But if I could shecht it at 7 o'clock, let's say yom tov's at 8 o'clock, I have 1 hour, I can shecht it, even 15 minutes is enough, 10 minutes, shecht it, and I can cut area around the neck and flay that area, cut a kazayis, an olive size, can you imagine, a teeny size, olive size worth of meat, and roast it very quickly, and delicious. Yeah, I'll have a kazayis to eat of nasa.
By the time it takes to dissolve it and wash it, dissolve it.
No, roasting, you don't need roasting, you don't need to salt.
Right. Yeah.
You don't need to salt for roasting. Right. And number two, roasting is very quick. Cooking takes a very long time.
Roasting is quick.
So, let's say you're really good, you could probably do the whole thing mamish within 5 minutes. If you're really, really quick.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
Even less than 5 minutes. If you're shchita, how long should it take? It takes very quick shchita. You got blood drain shtickle, right? You got less stop shaking. Okay, I mean, maybe after, the big animal just shakes a little bit. You have to let it stop shaking. All right, so maybe take 5-10 minutes. You take a little piece of meat out of the neck and you roast it and you eat it. Delicious. And now, whatever you accomplish, you've accomplished that.
You have
the whole behemoth, the whole behemoth. And even though the whole behemoth now is worth a lot of money. So, Kadesh, Yuchalech, Lemen, Kazai, Slim, Yochalech, Lavra, Yochalech. The Gemara says, so what's here's the Gemara's kash? It says here, the words of the Gemara are what the words of the Memra is what is bothering the Gemara to no end. It says, read the words very carefully. Yocha. Theoretically, I would be able to do such a thing. Now, in actuality, do you have other things to do the last hour of Yom Tov, the last 15 minutes? Mistama, you buy Nila Sachag, this is a good Rasha, you're with your family, you're not really interested in getting your hands dirty, and getting your hands dirty with the blood and with roasting and doing all these things, not Mukhrach. All it says, Yochal. It does not tell you that you have to actually do it, it just says Yochal.
It will be enough time.
Enough time. Yochal Lechal. Afal gav deloy boy lemechal, even though you don't want. You don't want to eat. So the kasha is, what's going on? Bish lemelididi daminin hoyil. The whole lumbus of hoyil is based upon a legal loophole. It's a world, it's a whole new way of looking at halacha. It's an amazing, you know, it's an amazing concept. A lot of people who are not familiar with halacha, especially, you know, goyim and irreligious people, they have a very hard time with these type of ideas. These like selling the chametz to the goy. What's going on? Are you allowed to have chametz? You don't have chametz. You're selling it for Pesach. It's hard. That's not the way you have to know how halacha works. And halacha, it's allowed. It's lechatchila. There's certain. You have to be careful. It shouldn't be a novel. It's just a Torah. But bishop, I say hoyel. Theoretically, if there's enough time for me to go and to eat the kazayis bas, no, you have the principle of hoyel, I can do it. But according to you, there's no such thing as hoyel. There's no such thing as hoyel. How then can you go? You don't want to eat it. There's no theoretical thing in the halacha. We this Moira views halacha in a very practical sense. Are you going to eat it or not going to eat it? So, Bishop, according to me, Damrin and hoyel, hoyel viboy lemechal motzi ochel. I can eat it. Mishum hachi yishcha, you can do shchita. Ella l'dchad ya'amarto lo'yamin hoyel amai yishcha. Why l'adu shchita? Amalei, so he said in an incredible chiddush. According to me, when it says he yochol, you know what it means yochol? Yochol means you're going to do it. Yitach, you're going to do it. Because you know why you're going to do it? Because we're dealing with $1,000. We're dealing with more than $1,000. And we're dealing with a lot of money. You're going to do that. We're going to read the Rashi and say, Rashi says very powerful words. You're going to do things that under normal circumstances you wouldn't do. But since you got to do it, you got to do what you got to do. So Amalei Mishum Hefsid Mimoinai, because of your loss of money. O Mishum Hefsid Mimoinai Sharin Isa Deraisa. Amalei In. Yes, we're not being mad at Isa Deraisa. There is no Isa Deraisa. It's not Hoyel. It's the world of reality. Hoyel is theoretical. Well, not theoretical, there's a theoretical possibility. Here, I don't hold of theoretical possibilities. I hold of reality. This is the reality because we're dealing with money. Because of the loss of your money, you make a conscious decision to eat a kazayas. You can eat a kazayas before you have to do it. And once you're ready to eat a kazayas, maybe that's going to save the whole animal, even though the remainder of the animal is not shaykh to eat or to roast, because that's not the issue. The shechita is the issue. And it's forbidden to eat even the smallest kazayas unless you do a shechita on the whole animal. The yevshul, the kazayas basar, it's impossible for me to eat even the smallest kazayas basar, but the shechita unless I do the ma'aseh shechita, which maybe will save the animal. But let's see Rashi. Rashi says very powerful words. Rashi, Dibra Hamaskel Misham Hefsin Moinai. Okay, so it's the second to last. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's move on. The Yodeh, who you know, Shaina Mutter Bulechila, you know that you cannot, that the animal will not be mutter unless you taka eat it. Gomar Beliboy, a person makes a decision, La Ane Sesatsmo, to force himself, to stuff himself. I'm full. My stomach is maxed out. I don't care. I'm going to overeat. The lavor al daitoy, him Rashi goes vaita, and to go against my common sense. Common sense is at 7 o'clock at night. I'm full. I had a whole meal with dessert and a snack, and everything you could possibly want. I'm going to be honest myself. I'm going to go be oiver on my das, my common sense. V'lechol kizayis. V'havelem, and why? Because of the money. And you got to save myself. It's a lot of money. Choyl v'havelem kitzorich lezayis biyamt. Mele, I need this zayis now. I need it. And because I need that one little teeny olive worth of meat to save my money, I have no choice. I got to shech the whole animal because the yavshul exayis basar l'shechita avalahacha. But when it comes to the case we mentioned above, what was the case above? It's Tuesday afternoon on a beautiful Shavuos afternoon, and tomorrow you're going on a picnic, and you want to save yourself the time. You want to make the sandwiches now, and there's no bread. I'm going to bake the bread right now. Make the sandwiches. There's no loss of money. If you don't bake the bread now, you'll bake it tonight or tomorrow morning. No big deal. There's nothing pushing you. There's no loss of money that's pushing you to a corner. You don't need to do anything. So this is a beautiful concept. The Betsuge Behema Musukenes, the Mars Maskanes, because of money, people do the strangest things to make a dollar. We all know it.
Save a dollar. It might be because of money also. Right now, the wood is on the fire. It's on the fire. The oven is warm.
Yeah, save yourself some money. If you'll come up with a situation, if you will construct a case that's going to be similar to the case of the behemoth of the grass, you're right, 100%. The Gemara is giving one hegel. The Gemara is just making an assumption that the fuel that was needed is minor, is insignificant. Connected the case here, when you have an animal that's worth a lot of money. In a chnami, if you're dealing with a situation where fuel is very expensive, like today, mamish, every few minutes, you know, it's not that partial what it costs. And maybe you're right. Where do you draw the line? What's called significant? Maybe it depends on a person's paycheck. I don't know the answer. But in Echnan, the Gemara wants to compare these two cases. There's a major difference. Okay, so that concludes this shtickle. Next Gemara. Eisve, next kasha. This is a famous, everyone knows the sugya, but we now attack it from a different angle. Eisve, lechem aponim lechol, the lechem aponim. When was lechem aponim baked? Erev Shabbos. Right? You're not allowed to bake the bread, the bread for the shulchan. You don't break it on Shabbos, you make it Erev Shabbos. You put it on the table on Shabbos, and when do you remove it? When was it removed? The following Shabbos. So how many days, the typical lechem aponim, how old is the bread from the time it's baked to the time it's eaten? Well, Shabbos to Shabbos is 8 days. Even though a week is 7 days, but Saturday to Saturday is 8 days.
Yeah, and it was baked on Shabbos. So
and that's 9 days. You make it Friday, so it's 9 days. So the smallest amount of time that you're going to have break bread for the lechem aponim, when you eat it, every time the kohanim make lechem aponim, they're eating 9 days old bread. Okay, today,
it's still tasty, right?
And it was fresh to the heat, there was still steam coming out. And the smallest amount was satisfying. It gave, they were able to satisfy many kahanim from Lechal Aponim. Okay, so Nechal Letisha. So the shortest amount of time was 9 days. Then you go try to sell 9-day-old bread in a bakery, you're out of business. You're out of business. And all they give you on the door, F. Big F. Right, for sanitary conditions. Sanitary conditions. The mold. The mold on the bread will cause the inspector to give you a big letter F on your door, and then that will be the end of your business. But in the Beis HaMikdash, it was under the Mahalach. It was 9 days old, and they got an A+. Now, Nechal Letisha, now also occasionally La'asara. When was it 10 days? When Friday was Shavuos, or Friday was Sukkot. Do you bake the bread? Now, here's what the Gemara is coming to discuss. Did you bake the bread on Friday? No. No, you bake it on Thursday. Why not? But you allowed to break on Yom Tov, Achas, Sheyachol, that's what we get to. You'll get to it in a moment. But the case is that if it was Yom Tov, was on Friday, you had to bake it on Thursday. That means you bake it on Thursday. When is it going to be ready? It's going to be ready on the following Shabbos, 10 days. Nechol Letisha, La'asara, Ula'achad Asar. 11. When is 11? 2 days Rosh Hashanah. 2 days Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday. So when are you going to bake it? Wednesday, you're going to bake the bread. When are you going to eat it? The following Shabbos. What's Rashi's Kasha? If Rosh Hashanah is on Tuesday, is on Wednesday, is on Thursday, Friday, when is the first day of Tishrei? 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Thursday, Friday. Thursday is Aleph. Thursday is 1. Friday is the second day. Shabbos is 3. Sunday, go now another 7 days. Yom Kippur Yom Kippur is on the next Shabbos. So Rashi's question is, it's not true. It says here that what's the longest time bread was eaten? 11 days. How is 11 days? If Thursday, Friday are Rosh Hashanah, then we have to bake the bread on Wednesday. From Wednesday until the time that it's going to be eaten, they're going to bake it on Wednesday, they're going to put it on the Shulchan on Shabbos, they're going to remove from the Shulchan the following Shabbos. That's going to be 11 days after it was baked. So, it was baked on Wednesday, it was eaten the following Shabbos 11 days later. No, it wasn't. It was not eaten the next day, because the next day and the next Shabbos was Yom Kippur. Gevalt Gakasha. So Rashi gives two answers. Number one, in the Beis HaMikdash, there really was only 1 day Rosh Hashanah, not 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The Torah only talks about 1 day Rosh Hashanah. This idea that there are 2 days Rosh Hashanah is, first of all, in Chutz Yaretz, but even in Eretz Yisrael, it's because the witnesses did not come on time. They came late. When they came late, they had no choice but to make Rosh Hashanah 2 days due to
the witnesses. Came, they couldn't send out the Messiah.
But when the witnesses did come, so they had 2 days, but Rosh Hashanah was always the second day. So really, Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei, was always on Friday. Even though Bezman Shabbos, Hamidah Shayekayim, there were 2 days Rosh Hashanah. But when there were 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Bezman Shabbos, Hamidah Shayekayim, it always turned out that the second day Rosh Hashanah was Aleph Tishrei. So that means, when would Yom Kippur be? Yom Kippur would be on Sunday, the following Sunday. So
the second day of Rosh Hashanah is always Aleph Tishrei.
No, it's not. Not Bizman Hazeh. No way. Bizman Hazeh, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Aleph Tishrei. Not Bizman Hazeh. No. Nope. And Rashi also, on the one side, says, even Bizman Hazeh, it seems that sometimes the first day of Rosh Hashanah, I don't know why, they also decided to make it the first day. The witnesses didn't come, they anyway made the first day of Rosh Hashanah Aleph Tishrei. That's what Rashi says. No, but Bizman Hazeh is klar. Bizman Hazeh, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Aleph Tishrei. The second day, Rosh Hashanah, is Beis Tishrei. The third day is Gimel Tishrei, that's Tzom Gedalia. And it's Gimel Tishrei. And then it's always like that. That's how it is. Okay, so therefore, it's a very nice technical question. You can ask a child who learns this Mishnah, you can test him. What's going on over here? It says the Mishnah on the that it's 11 days. 11 days. The 11th day is going to be Yom Kippur. No, it's not going to be Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is going to be the 12th day. Because when they make today's Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei will be the second day Rosh Hashanah. On Friday, Thursday will be the 30th day of Elul. And Elul, you got no, but the bread will still bake because of this problem, was still baked on Wednesday, on the 29th day of Elul. So therefore, or Rashi says, let's say Taka the Bezin were to decide the winds are coming late for whatever reason they wanted to get things moving along the Jewish calendar for whatever reason, that's at their discretion, and they make the first day Rosh Hashanah Aleph Tishrei, and then Taka, you're right, in 11 days from now it's going to be Yom Kippur, so how could it be eaten? Einachnami, it will be eaten Mitzoy Yom Kippur. And by Kadoshim, the Lailas Hoylech Achar Hayoim, the night follows the day, so the male it's still considered that it's being eaten on day 11, even though it's not being eaten by day, it's being the following night, because Kadosh, the night time follows the day. And that's a very just technical, nice little idea in this Rashi. And Meyerfeld, don't lose me now. I'm just joking with you. Please forgive me. I'm kibitzing with you. Okay. So we have a nechel tishal asoy lachan asoy lepos loyosa kesef kesef kedarka the gemara tells us what's the case kesef kedarka the tisha it's nine nefer be'er Shabbos it baked on the erev Shabbos nechel b'Shabbos kvaldik letisha. It's baked there of Shabbos, Nechel of Shabbos, it's going to be eaten 9 days later on Shabbos. Chal, Yom Tov Liyos, there of Shabbos. Let's say Shavuos, it's Chal on Friday. It never happens, right? It never happens on Zeh. Never, never. But let's say you have another Yom Tov that falls out on a Friday. Right. But let's say you have another Yom Tov that falls out on a Friday. Pesach, can you Pesach on a Friday? I don't even know whatever it is. The second is a Pesach, maybe. Whatever it is. But let's say, Chal Yom Tov Liyos Be'er Shabbos, Nechal L'Shabbos Tassar. So then you're going to bake it on Thursday. And when are you going to eat it? The following Shabbos. That's going to be 10 days. Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah. So 2 days Rosh Hashanah going to be Thursday, Friday. When are you going to bake it? You're going to bake it on Wednesday. From Wednesday until the following Shabbos, Shalom Aleichem, is going to be 11 days. Shnei Yomim Tovim Rosh Hashanah Nechal Shabbos Liachad Asa. So now comes the Gemara's Kasha. So we finally have laid out the foundation for the Gemara's Kasha. But via Marta, if you're going to tell me that Sarche Shabbos, Nasim Biyomtiv, it's all one Kiddusha, what's the big deal? Whether Erev Yomtiv is on Friday or it's 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Thursday, Friday, we should be allowed to bake. We should be allowed to bake. How'd you get that? You took it from the children.
Cool, what?
Okay, no, Vaida.
This one. This is I'm a still child.
So now the words V'yamar to Tzorich Yishabes Nas in the Yantif. We're all children. We're all children at heart. The Amar that Tzarche Shabbos Nasim Yomtiv Amai Loi Dochi Yomtiv. Right, this is the Gemara's Kasha. If we just learned that Rashi, that's one Kiddusha Yomtiv and Shabbos, one Kiddusha. So you should be allowed to make Lechem upon him on Friday, even though Friday is Yomtiv. You're not doing a Melacha. And Yom Tov and Shabbos is one Kiddusha. I'm doing now in this Yom Tov in preparation for the following Shabbos. Amalei, so the Gemara is a beautiful answer. Amalei, now this answer, you have to really delve deep, deep down to know what this means. This is really a good sugya for a Rashi, the Gashiran. Shvus kreiva hitiru, shvus rechaikolo hitiru. An incredible chiddush. Even the Rashi told us in the previous daf that Shabbos and Yom Tov is one kedusha, there's a limitation. It's only called one kedusha when they're back to back. Pella. But when they're not back to back, no. Then already we consider them to be two different kedushas, and Yom Tov is not Deicha Shabbos. Shmenis Chiddush. I mean, where do you draw the line? Look at Rashi. Shavus Kroiva. So look carefully down the Rashis. Shal Yom Tov Atzmai Oy Shal Oysa Shabbos Atzmai Shetzricha Lebay Bayayim B'mikdash Etiru. But Shavus Rechaika Litchais Shavus Yom Tov Zeh B'shvil Shabbos Shemiya Loi Hitiru B'mikdash. This far they did not go. They did not allow you to go and do it for the following Shabbos. Okay, fine. Requires more hesber what that means, but that it is a svara. Obviously, a distinction, and that's the Gemara makes. The Gemara says kasha, but not everyone agrees with this. He says no. He taka holds that you can do it if erev. He disagrees with this halacha of 9, 10, and 11. He disagrees. He says there's really no such thing as 11 for sure not. 9 and almost never, but it can happen once. I mean, 10 once in a while. Now 11 never. 10 once in a while. What do you mean? If Yom Tov is Friday, you can do it. If Yom Tov is on a Friday, you can bake the lechem upon. However, if Yom Tov is on Yom Kippur is on Friday, let's say it's Yom Kippur. It's a Friday. Bizman hazenat. Bizman hazenat. But bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim was possible. So let's say bizman shemitzah hayakayim. The Gemara talks about making the preparations to eat mitzvah Yom Kippur for Shabbos. All these halachas, preparing the food for Shabbos. What you allowed to do? Agmas nefesh. When you stop preparing, but the basic insight is, what happens if Yom Kippur is on a Friday? Are you allowed to bake the lechem upon him on Yom Kippur in preparation for Shabbos? No, that you can't do. So in that, because Yom Kippur is more chomer. Yom Kippur has the status of Shabbos. You can't do malach. There's no oichel nefesh. There's no heter of oichel nefesh on Yom Kippur of cooking. And Mela, in that particular year, you're going to have to bake the lechem upon him on Thursday, which means the lechem upon him will be eaten 10 days after it's baked. But according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, if your regular Yom Tov is on a Friday, you can bake the lechem upon him on a Yom Tov. So even in that time, it will be eaten 9 days later. Okay, so the question over here is, but Shimon Gamliel, the Yom Tov, so the question now is, so we must, my, what's the question? I'm getting confused. My equal Neymar. Let's see. Rashi. Diber Maschil. Then Derech Hashem Yitzchak Yiburim. Biaf Yaso. The Yisur Derei Sohu. The Loi Chutabo Oichel Nefesh. Al Yom Tov Chutabo Oichel Nefesh. Vahai Oichel Nefeshu. Liavgav Deinitz Tzorich Yom Tov. Harei Tzorich L'Shabbos. L'Shabbos. Duhu Yanam Yom Tov. Hilkuch Ba'almo Isur Shavusu. Uve Mikdash Loi Gozer. The afal gav de rechoykehi. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Michael Umeymar. So what's the problem? Everything is good. Okay, that's really what the Gemara is saying. So we had, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, what do we see? We see that we were matter a Shavus Ruchayka. We were matter. We did permit a Shavus Ruchayka. So the way he explains it on the bottom, he explains is that it's not Mistaver that should be the Machloikas. At least in the Gemara's Havamina. Because according to the Tanakhama says that if Yom Tov falls on a Friday, you have to go back a day. the question is, why do you have to go back a day? If we hold that Yom Tov and Shabbos have one Kiddusha, you should be allowed to bake on Yom Tov for the purpose of the next Shabbos.
What's the idea? You bake it now and you lose it next week another 8 days.
Mm-hmm. That's lechem aparim. The Torah says to do it like that.
The 8 days, you know, I know the Torah said this was fresh, like I just came back from the
world. The Torah says that's how you have to do it. Okay, but the Gemara's question is, let's read the Gemara and so the Gemara, the Gemara is going to. That's what the Torah says to do. That's how the Torah says the lechem aparim after you mandate into for eight, for seven, the whole week. So that you see that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Lamat, or even a Shavus Rechoika, and the way he explains it here, I don't know more than this, but it explains over here, there's no Rashi, the way it says over here on the bottom of the page is, you see clearly from Rav Shimon ben Hasagon that there's no difference between a Shavus Kiroiva and a Shavus Rechoika. Just like you're allowed to do it for Shavus Kiroiva, if you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and with a back-to-back, you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov for the following Shabbos. Now the Gemara assumes that just like Rav Shimon HaSagan says you can do it, it's not likely that the Rabbanon disagree with this. It's not likely that they disagree. And the only thing, only sense that we can make out of it is to say that the Rabbanon hold, we don't say that it's one Kedusha. The Gemara wants to say that it's much more logical to say the machloikis between Rabbi Shimon ben Hasagon and the Rabbanon is this issue. Is Shabbos and Yom Tov considered to be one Kedusha, or is it considered to be two Kedushas?
Because we have not.
We have two opinions. When Friday is on a Yom Tov is on a Friday, are you allowed to bake the lechem upon it? The Rabbanon say.
Come, don't be shy.
The Rabbanon say, no, you're not allowed. Rabbi Shimon ben Hasagon says you're allowed. Okay, so here's the issue. We have to make sense of this machloikis. There's a very basic disagreement between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon ben Hasagon. The simplest way to understand the machloikis is to say that the Rabbanon hold that Yom Tov and Shabbos are two separate Kedushos. If it's two separate Kedushos, you cannot bake from one to the next. And that's why when Yom Tov is on Friday, that's it, you can't do it. Rabbi Shimon HaSagan says, no, it's one Kedusha. Now, being that the Rabbanon is the majority opinion, and the Rabbanon said you can't do it, obviously the Rabbanon hold that Yom Tov and Shabbos are two separate Kedushas, just like Yom Tov and Chol are two separate Kedushas. Mm-hmm. That is a major difficulty with what we've just learned in the previous daf that says that Yom Tov and Shabbos are one Kedusha. So what's the alternative? The alternative way is everyone agrees that Yom Tov and Shabbos is one Kedusha. And the only point of disagreement between the Rabbanon and Shimon HaSagon is when we said that Yom Tov and Shabbos one Kedusha, is it only when it's back to back? It's one Kedusha. But if it's separate by a week, you want to go this Yom Tov to a Shabbos that's 8 days later, 9 days later, that already is two Kedushas. Or no, even that's one Kedusha. So we'll say everyone really agrees that Shabbos and Yom Tov is one Kedusha. And the previous Daf Gemara is Gevaldik, no problem. Because the previous Daf Gemara is discussing where the Shabbos and are back to back. And when they're back to back, everyone agrees one Kedusha. The point of disagreement over here is when you have a Yom Tov and a Shabbos separated by a week, is it one Kedusha or two Kedushas? The Rabbanan say, in this case, it's two Kedushas. And Rabbi Shimon HaSagon says, in this case, it's also considered to be one Kedusha. The Gemara says, it's much more likely that the point of disagreeing between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon HaSagon is the first Mahalach. The first Mahalach is Yom Tov and Shabbos one Kedusha or two Kedushas? That's a much better, a more basic Machlekes between the two opinions, and then to say everyone agrees it's one Kedusha, and the only point of disagreement is when they have a week apart. But if you're going to go with what's more logical, then you're going to have a major flaw in the previous Gemara. So Gemara is...
Can I be one Kedusha?
So the Gemara, let's see. So the Gemara is the Gemara in the previous stop says it is. That was the previous before you came. The Farish Gemara. So now the Gemara basically says it's too bad. We're really desperate here. We don't want to have any problem with the previous stop Gemara, and therefore it's just too bad. It's too bad. You have to say everyone agrees. Les man the Polik, Yom Tov and Shabbos is one kedusha. And the point of disagreeing between the Rabbon and Shimon HaSagon is what would be when you have a week separating Yom Tov and Shabbos, do you also in that case say that it's one Kedusha? The Rabbonim say no, not in this case, and Shimon HaSagon says even in this case it's one Kedusha.
What? The Shabbos in the...
A week. You have Yom Tov is on Friday, and you're baking on Yom Tov Friday in preparation for what's going to be 10 days later, not tomorrow. What's going to be 10 days later. I'm going to eat the bread 10 days from now. So if you were baking the bread for Yom Tov tomorrow, Friday to eat it tomorrow, then you can do it. Because it's back to back, it's connected. Yeah. But if I'm baking it on Friday so that I can eat it 10 days from now on Shabbos, even though it's Shabbos, I'm baking to eat it on Shabbos, but not this Shabbos, next Shabbos, then the Rabbanan say in that case we don't say it's one Kedusha. In that case it's two Kedushas and therefore it's going to be awesome. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara Michael Emma, the Gemara says, hey, Baha, the Gemara answers, it's just too bad, Baha Kamiflgi, Mar Sovar Shvus Kiroiva Hitiu. No, that's what we have to say. Only the Rabbanan say a Shvus Kiroiva Hitiu. But everyone agrees that if it's a shvus kedoiva, hit you. So the previous Gemara is very good. Hoyel, we're back in business. It's the fundamental between preparing from Tuesday to Wednesday. That's categorically osur. And baking the Erev Tav Shilin from Friday to Shabbos is mutter min haTorah because it's one kedusha. It's back to back. And the Rabbanon wanted to be machmir. You shouldn't confuse Friday to Shabbos between Tuesday and Wednesday, merely required you midrabanan to make an area of attention. So we're safe. Okay, so this was the second shul Gemara. We had the Mesukenes Gemara, and now we had this Gemara. Two attempts to slug up the Gemara, but both times the Gemara has prevailed, and we're back in business. Now we come to question number three. Masiv Amori Mambori. Now we go to Shavuos, the Shtei Halechem. When did they bake the Shtei Halechem? They baked it Erev Yom Tov. Erev Yom Tov, they baked in preparation for Yom Tov. Mosiv, now the question, that was going to be the obvious question. If Shavuos on a Tuesday, when did they prepare the Shtei Halechem, the special carbon they wave two loaves of bread of chametz on Yom Tov? On Monday. Why? Why can't they bake it on Tuesday itself? What are they waiting? What's the problem? Let's see. Mosiv Rav Mori Shtei Halechem. Einam necholos leipachos mishnayim v'lo yoyser ashloisha. It's normally eaten the second day since it was baked. If Shavuos on a Tuesday, you're going to bake it on Monday. Monday is day one. Tuesday is Shavuos. It's day two. That's when you're going to eat it. But let's say Shavuos is on a Sunday. So can I bake it on Shabbos? No. I'm going to bake it on Friday. So I'm going to bake it on Friday is day one, Shabbos is day two, Sunday is Shavuos, day three. It's going to be 3 days. Lo pachos mishnayim v'lo yoyser al shlosha. Ketzad. Ne'efois erev Yom Tov. When you bake it normally erev Yom Tov, ne'echolos liyom tov l'sham, which is on day two. Chal yad l'yosach hashat l'sham, the kol v'kol v'zara Sunday, ne'echolos liyom tov l'shloish. It's going, you're going to bake it on Friday, you're going to bake it on Friday, and Shavuos is on Sunday, so it's going to be eaten l'shloish. L'fi, because the baking of the Shtei Alechem, she'ein adoich lo yas ha-shabbos lo yas ha-yom tov. Here comes the Moritz Kasha. But vi amarito, tzorchei Shabbos, nasin b'yom tov. If you're going to come to tzorchei Shabbos, is done on Yom Tov. You can go from Friday to Shabbos. Alachas kama v'kama. You can bake on Yom Tov bo bayom. Madlich, I can bake on Yom Tov in honor of Shabbos. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Sunday, I can make the Yom Tov itself. V'yamaritol mitzrach Shabbos nefon nasim b'Yom Tov. Hashda, the Shabbos, the Yom Tov Shari, what I need to eat on Shabbos, I can bake on Yom Tov. The Yom Tov, Miboy, it goes out saying that I can bake on Yom Tov for Yom Tov. So what's going on? We're asking a very basic question. We don't need this whole fancy Gemara. We just need a very basic question. Why can't I bake the Lechem upon him, on the Shteil Lechem, on Shavuos itself? If Shavuos on a Tuesday, so bake the Shteil Lechem on Shavuos, on Tuesday. Why do I have to bake the Shteil Lechem on Monday? The Gemara says, "Shiny host to Gzeres Hakasef." Do Amar Kro Lochem Lochem Lo Legvar. Ach Asher Yeose Lochol Nefesh Hu Levado Yeose Lochem Lochem V'Lo Legvara. The Shtei Halachem is Hashem's property. When you eat the Shtei Halachem, you're kain. It's not yours. It's Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not yours. Melochem. So you're not allowed to do it. Shani Hasav Yom Kippur Lochem Lochem Lo Gvoya.
So what we're saying that they can't bake it on
the Shul. Because it's a melacha deraisa. Lesasakom melacha. And the only time you're allowed to melacha on the base Hamikdash is when it's efshar beinyan acher, like a carbon. The Torah says you might have a carbon. You have no choice.
But to bake for yourself.
Of course, that you can do for yourself. Torah says achashay yoslochonish hulavadli yoslochem. The Torah says you can bake. You can mechal. You don't mechal. You're allowed to do melacha on Yom Tov letzorach nefesh for yourself, but you're not allowed to do melacha on Yom Tov for Hashem if you can do it in advance. When it comes to a carbon, you have no choice. A carbon you have to sacrifice, and involves melacha. You have to burn it. You have to do all these things. But when it comes to baking bread for the Shteil Lechem, that you can do before Yom. Okay, so it's still cash. Now, Berzer, what about Loshim Gulul Yom Ha'Mishum 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 Ha'Sagan Doiches Ha'Yom Tov Michael Ha'Mishum 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 Ha'Sagan says that the Shteil Lechem, would you believe it? The Shteil Lechem can be baked on Yom Tov itself. So Michael Ha'Mishum, so what are you going to say? So if that Michael Ha'Mishum, So how are you going to make sense, understand his opinion? Savla kabashol diyamar lochem lochem v'lo l'nochrim. He says that the word lochem, when the Torah says achashayos l'chol nefesh, anything that is going to be eaten by a human being, even if it's not your property, even if it belongs to Hashem, it's mutar. Anything that's being done for human consumption, even if the human consumption is not yours, it's human consumption that is for the purpose of serving Hashem, it can be done on Yom Tov. And when it says the word lochem, lochem is a special halacha that you're not allowed to cook for a goy. This is a very big problem. You cannot, generally, you're not allowed to invite a goy to a meal. A Yom Tov meal. You can invite a guy to a Shabbos meal. But you can't, people don't know this. It's very important halacha. You're not allowed to invite a non-Jew for a Yom Tov meal. When you have this problem, people don't generally invite goyim, but gerim in training. Gerim, many times they are gerim, right? Converts, and they're in training, and as they're getting closer to a converting, they're very often they're trained. I mean, they're invited for Shabbos meals by families, so you can't invite them because if you go invite them, even over on this halacha,
that they do. It must be some loophole. But
no, you're not allowed. Like, also, buying for a seder. Sometimes people have relatives and they're not Jewish through marriage, right? They're married to a Jew who's married to a guy.
Every time that food is cooked before.
No, it's very complicated. Basically, you can't do it because you're inevitably going to do malacha. You invite a guy. People have this problem all the time. Followers are up all the time. People have non-Jewish relatives. They have a long lost fifth cousin somewhere that's married to a guy. Okay, so one of the part of the couple, they're Jewish, but the other half of the couple is not Jewish. And you're all of a sudden you're reconnecting, and you want to make a car of them, and they come over, or you have family politics, you have to invite them, and they want to come for the Seder, and they're not Jewish. One of them is not Jewish. You can't do it. It's a very big problem because of the Gemara b'Shvilo. It's not so simple. It's not so simple. So that's how I will show another drash. But the point here, we have the kasha, according to the Rabban, the reason why the Rabban said you can't come together is because of lochem, lochem, v'lo gevah. Next. New Gemara. Okay, now new Gemara. Continuing this sugi. Now this will be parallel to the next sugi. So, Shalach le, Rabbi Chislam, Rabbi Biad, Rabbi Acha, Barafuna. Mi'amin hoyel. Now the Gemara is coming to challenge this whole concept of do we really say hoyel? The Yotanan. Here we come to the new sugi. Yeish choyreish telem echad v'chayav nalechem yishum shmoy nalavim. A person can plow one furrow, and mechayev for 8 lavim. Wow, that's a lot. You can do one ma'isa, chayev 8 sets of ba'ulkas. How do you get that? Number one, hachoyreish b'shor v'chamor. Okay, it's kalayim, two animals, a donkey and an axe. That's the eretz zach, straight zach. V'hei mukdashim. They're both hegdish. The shor is a carbon. The chamor is bede kabayis. It's the property. Chamor, you never offer a chamor as a carbon. It's bede kabayis. So you're being nene from the property of the Beis HaMikdash for your mundane purposes when you pull these two animals. That's already two. Okay? So it's kilayim, and it's the property. The animals belong to the Beis HaMikdash. Number three, the kilayim bekera. When you plow, you have grain and the grapes being buried in the earth that's being plied by the plow. That's already three. Ushvias. Aha. This year is the Shvita year. Now I'll do it. Okay, so that's already four. Next. Yom Tov. It's Yom Tov. What's Yom Tov? Lesase kol melacha. Okay, that's five. Six. Koyein. The Nazir Abes Beis Atoma, 5, 6, 7. 6, 7 is that this is in the cemetery, and you're a Koyein and a Nazir. And where is the 8? The 8 is I made a mistake. The 8 is that when you have two different types of Hegdish. The Shor is a Kotchei Mizbeach. It belongs. It's like a bechor, like it belongs on the mizbeach. It's a carbon. The donkey is bedek habayis. It's the property, the assets of the Beis Hamikdash. Two separate lavim. There's a lavim nene from the assets of the Beis Hamikdash, and there's a lavim nene from an object that's meant to be offered as a carbon to the Beis Hamikdash. So this is an amazing case. It's an amazing zacha. You have your grand total of 8 lavim. You're doing one ma'isa, and you chayev 8 lavim for this one ma'isa. Now, what's the Gemara's kasha? Here, this is a general kasha. Via Marta, I'm in Choyel. If you tell me this, something called Choyel. Acharisha, loy lechayev. You should not be chayev for the mulacha, the rice of Acharisha, plowing on Yom Tov. You know why? I'm doing mulacha. Because when I plow, Choyel, v'chazil, kisui dam, tzipor, because theoretically, remember this concept? If when you do a ma'isa, that ma'isa can be a ma'isa heter, you're not going to be chayiv. It's Yom Tov today. And in Yom Tov, I'm a lot of shecht. I might get very hungry. I might need a lot of meat. I might need a lot of birds. And when you shecht a bird or a chaya, what are you required to do? Kisui dam. And kisui adam, you need soft earth. Where am I going to get soft earth from? I got to plow. I got to take a tool, go out to the field and plow. Are you allowed to do that on Yom Tov? Absolutely yes. The mitzvah, the rice, the allowed for letzarcha chol nefesh, you can do this. You're allowed to plow. Kisui adam, the asay is deichaloy sasay. The mitzvah, the rice of kisui adam, of covering the blood, overrides the loy sasay, loy sasay kol melacha. So now, let me ask you, right
so,
now.
So, you say it down for one behema.
The behema is no kizam, for a chayef, or a chaya, or a bird.
A chaya, alright, fine. So, I'm allowed to plow a half a mile?
Not a half a mile. Do one ma'isa, one ma'isa plow. Do one motion. Here we're just doing one motion of plow. And I'm doing that. So, let me ask you, right now, is there blood there on the ground?
Yes.
No, there's no blood on the ground.
It's in Sheffield.
I didn't do anything. So, you're telling me, since theoretically, If there was a bird and I shachted a bird and there was blood on the ground, and I would do the harisha, and the harisha would cover the blood of the would cover, or I would be able to produce soft earth which I can use to kisi adam. So since theoretically there might be a hechatim, so when the harisha would be mutter on Yom Tov, l'tzorech echol nefesh, I'm not going to be chayiv the loisasei of loisasei kol melacha for one of the eight. That's what the Gemara is coming to challenge of Chista. If you're telling me there's something called hoyel, you don't have to manish, need it. You can do melacha. You can do melacha at the end of Yom Tov. That was our case. You had a good meal. You're full. You're satisfied. You had a full meal. You're satisfied. It's 10 minutes left until Yom Tov is over. If you go, you shecht an animal. You potter from Malchus. Oh, but it says the Torah le'sasekom melacha on Yom Tov. No, it's the tzorech echol nefesh. Really, the tzorech echol nefesh. Who's eating? Hoyel the ikle yorchin. Since there's a possibility that maybe at the very last moment a long lost friend or relative is going to walk in and will need what to eat. Hoyel, hoyel memela. Since there's a possibility, there's a fraction of a percent and this might happen, that is enough of a legal loophole to take away the yisur d'oraisa. That's a very dangerous svara. Once you want to say that svara, we can apply that svara across the board. For example, we have a case, there are eight lavin, one of the lavin is harisha, I'm plowing on Yom Tov, I'm chayiv for the melacha d'oraisa le'sase kol melacha on Yom Tov. It's one of the eight listed here. Why am I chayiv for le'sase kol melacha for harisha? Maybe I'll need this earth that I'm loosening up to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of kisi adam. And if taka I had in front of me kisi adam, I would be allowed to plow. Oh, but right now I don't have anything to shecht. I don't have any birds to shecht. I don't have a chayah to shecht. Hoyel! You never know. You never know who will show up at the front door. Yeah. FedEx will deliver on Yom Tov a box of chickens, and you'll be able to shecht it, and you'll need the loose earth to go to kisi adam. Let's say the principle of hoyel. So why don't we say that? So the Gemara gives a whole, we are out of time, the Gemara gives a whole bunch of answers that Nechanami, we're dealing with Hechatimsa, where the type of earth that you're plowing is not suitable for kisi adam. And on that note, when it's a general question, there's a Tosis Kash on the previous stop, so we'll end with this one line. Once you say hoyel, why don't you say anytime you do melach on Yom Tov, it's mutter? Because maybe that, theoretically, that melach is needed for a chol and a sukkim. It's Tosis Kash. Tes kasha hoyel I mean hoyel umkain batal to kol melacha Shabbos. Anytime you do a melacha derais on Shabbos, you should be potter hoyel. Hoyel v'royel l'choyel sheyesh by sakana. There might be a choyel sheyesh by sakana that needs it. V'yesh loymar kev v'shchiach klal. That's the key word klal. Needing earth for kisui hadam, it's not shchiach, but a choyel mesukin. It's a shriach klal. It's a very, very fine difference between the two.